right, well, back in the division here, you know, Jets are playing very well. It's 3 weeks in a row. They've really gone out and, you know, played well in all three phases of the game. You know, I think this is a team that's obviously got a lot of new players from the last time we played them. They're young. They're hungry. They play very play a game that forces you to beat them. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And I've you know, really been impressed with the way that they played the last 3 weeks. You know, offensively, Coach Morton's done a good job of getting everybody involved in the offense. Tight ends have been productive. Backs have been productive. Receivers, quarterbacks, really playing well. He's gotten a lot out of everybody, and they move it around. So really can't just try to stop one guy because everybody gets involved. Everybody gets the ball, and they've all been productive with it. You know, Callen's playing extremely well, completing all of his passes. He's athletic. He extends plays. He's made a few scramble plays, but you know, you can see his athleticism to keep plays alive. Makes a lot of good decisions. If you make a mistake, he'll make you pay for it. Very experienced and smart, tough quarterback. Have a lot of respect for him. You know, defensively, a lot of new faces in the secondary, but you know, Williams, Wilkerson, McClendon, you know, very disruptive group up front. Good speed at linebacker. Coach Bowles, Coach Rogers do a good job of mixing up the defenses. They pressure, they don't pressure, they play zone, they play man. they have a real good third down package, you know, with a lot of different looks, odd, even, different blitz combinations, man, zone. So they really do a good job of keeping you off balance. And, you know, the kicking game, you know, it's been very productive for him. Cannizzaro's kicked well, made some big kicks. You know, they had a big special teams game against Jacksonville. You know, where Edwards changed field position, and then Curley returned a punt, and then Cannizzaro kicked the game-winning field goal in overtime. So, you know, Martin's one of the best coverage players we'll see. You know, Stewart, Curley, dangerous, very dangerous returners. I don't know, they have Marshall back too, so maybe he'll factor in there. Not sure, but these guys they have are doing a pretty good job. So, you know, we got to be ready for all of them. But you know, with the exception of the second game last year, which I think was one we're certainly throwing out, it's always been very competitive against the Jets. We've had a hard time down there. Played a couple of overtime games. I got beat 2 years ago, so we know what it's like to play the Jets in New York, and. You know, we'll have to, you know, be at our best, be ready for their good players and their schemes. They're a tough team to prepare for. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do. So just kind of grind it out here this week and see where we can get to.
Bill, what are the specific challenges of scoring a touchdown when the field is condensed in the red zone? And is there a specific number? I know you want to score every time you're down there, but specific number of touchdown percentage that you shoot for every year?
Yeah, well, like you said, you really try to just, I mean, we have a pretty short-term look at it, so every time we're down there, we want to make the most out of the opportunity. So in most cases, you want to score. Sometimes that's at the end of the game or something. That might not be exactly the same situation, but, yeah, we're always trying to score touchdowns, so. You know, some of it's what you do, some of it's what they do, and you know, it's a combination of those things. You know, your matchups and the schemes they run. You know, if you just run the same play against every defense, I don't think you want to do that. So, try to attack the defenses where they're weak. They try to disguise them. It's a lot of very contested plays down there because you don't have a lot of space in the passing game. There's extra guys that block in the running game that really. Safeties are like linebackers down there because they're pretty close to the line of scrimmage, especially as you get into the low red area. So, you know, you're basically 9 against 11. You just run out of guys, so you have to decide who you're going to block, who you're not going to block, and, you know, back's got to make some tough yards.
is Leonard Williams, when it comes to trying to block him, and what have you seen from him in his third year?
Yeah, big problem. I mean, he's got tremendous talent, long, athletic, plays on his feet well. And for a tall guy, he doesn't get cut much. Good against the running game, hard to block, both when he's on the move and at the point of attack, passing game. He's got good quickness, got good power, good length. You know, as a team, they bat a lot of balls. You know, Coney's gotten a few, but, you know, Leonard's a hard guy to throw over to. Wilkerson, I mean, those guys are they're big guys in the middle of the defense, and it's tough for the quarterback to see over them or get the ball through them. So, but, yeah, Williams is one of the best defensive linemen we see all year.
Is that something you saw with Coney when you had him in here and when you watched him in Carolina? I think he had 4 batted passes in his most recent game.
Yeah, he had him against Jacksonville. Yeah, well, I mean, I think their whole defensive line does a good job of that. You know, they get in the throwing lanes and, you know, they tip some balls, you know, tip them for interceptions and, you know, bat them down when receivers are open, things like that. So, you know, we just got to do a good job of that. We got to get the ball in the passing lanes and, our line's got to do the best they can to, you know, get those hands down. But, you know, a lot of times it's hard to do if they just get in the throwing lane and, you know, stand there and put them up.
Bulls defense, usually, I know you said they mix things up, but is it a 3-4 typically?
Yeah, their base defense is a 3-4, yeah. I mean, but they kick them over and unders, and so it's – but it's, yeah, it's more 3-4 than anything else, yeah.
Has Ely played end in that?
No, not really. He's kind of the – well, again, when they have a fourth defensive lineman in there, then it really becomes more of an under. But so it's they play the under out of 3-4. You know, their edge guys are you know, they're somewhere between defensive ends and outside linebackers, and you know they use them in coverage some, but I mean they're more edge setters and end of the line players and pass rushers, I would say, than they are coverage linebackers. Coverage linebackers are really, you know, Lee and Davis, and, you know, and then Stanford and Carter. So, I mean, those are kind of their off-the-line linebackers who handle the majority of the coverage responsibilities besides, you know, dropping to the flat and things like that. So, now they get a passing situation and they're in 4 down, then the outside linebackers become ends, just like all 3-4 outside linebackers basically do.
You mentioned the batted passes for Ely, but how has that role suited him in New York from what you guys have seen this week? Just being able to get up the field, sounds like he's getting up the field from what you're describing.
Even batted pass or in front of the quarterback, I mean, you're not behind them. I mean, look, I don't think they're putting him in the game to bat down passes. I mean, I just don't think that's, you know. So, maybe I'm missing the boat here. I don't know.
Say about a player like Josh McCown, who's bounced around the league for a number of years now, always kind of seems to find his way into a starting role. He even played wide receiver, I think, for a little bit there for the Lions.
Again, very athletic guy. You can see his ability to run, extend plays, get out of trouble. He's got quickness. He's got some speed. He plays on his feet well. Has good feet in the pocket. But look, I mean, he's a tough guy. He's very smart. You know, I don't know what happened in all the situations he was in. I just know what I see on film, and you know, from our interactions with him competitively, he's a good player. He's accurate. He gets the ball out quickly. He gets it to the open guy. If you make a mistake, he's going to make you pay for it. If you line up in something that he can take advantage of, then he can get his team into, you know, whatever the game plan play is that week, those type of things. You know, he doesn't – guys that are unblocked, he, you know, throws the hot or the side adjust or whatever's the appropriate part of the play. You know, you don't see him making a lot of mistakes. You see him throwing the ball very accurately, and you see him athletically getting out of some trouble, manages the team well. Good in close games at the end of the game, critical situations. I mean, a lot to like about the guy.
Is it a lot different preparing for an older quarterback just because of the mental aspect of the game, and they've probably seen most of what you can throw at them?
Well, I mean, I think you just prepare for whatever the guy's skills are, you know. I don't really worry too much about his age or his, the way he plays, the way he plays. And that's what you have to play against. That's what you have to prepare for. So, but he's a very good player. He's done a good job for him.
Bill, how creative do the Jets get in pass rush situations? I remember a couple of years ago they used to, didn't met amoeba defenses, things like that. Has that changed more recently?
I mean, Coach Bowles has been running his system, you know, for quite a while now. I wouldn't say that there's, you turn on the film every week and, like, wow, we've never seen that before. What are they doing? I mean, they have, as I said, a good variety of defense, pressure to not pressure, zone to man, combination, some overload of pressure, some, you know, straight five-man. I mean, they do a lot of different things. They keep you off balance. It's hard to know what you're going to get. I don't think they're down there drawing up, you know, like 10 new defenses this week. I don't think they need to. They do pretty well with what they have, and that's what they've been doing for a long time. They know what they're doing, so I don't really think that's the team they are.
You mentioned off the top, Bill, they're a hungry team. How does that maybe manifest itself when you watch them play?
I mean, you just see everybody playing very hard. You see all the guys with the ball in their hands fighting, competing for an extra yard or two. You see guys in a kicking game and defensively hustling to the ball, giving a lot of effort to get to the runner. Even though 30, 40 yards away from the play, they're running hard to get there. So I think they're playing with, like I said, a lot of effort, a lot of extra effort. Guys, linemen, guys hustling downfield, making a block, you know, after a catch, things like that. I think they're playing with a high energy level and a lot of extra effort.
Bill, when a player is a healthy scratch for a game, is his status for the following week basically purely dictated by what he does in practice that week?
No.
What are the other factors?
What's best for the team? So throw everything into that conversation, and that's what it is.
We saw Matthew Slater out there for the first time in a while on Thursday. How did you feel like he performed? It looked like maybe he didn't have the full role that we've seen him have in the past, but did it feel like a good first step for him to be back out there?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always good to have players back that have been out, so it's good to have them back. And we'll see what his role is this week.
I think it was the week before that he was on the sideline, even though he wasn't in uniform. And I don't know how rare that is for you guys, but is he someone whose voice carries some weight and may be able to even benefit you guys during a game just to have him down there with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, his role as special teams captain, very experienced player in that phase of the game. I think he definitely, we'd much rather have him on the field, but when he wasn't able to do that, yeah, he's a positive guy, one of the most respected guys on the team, and very knowledgeable, and certainly in his area. So, yeah.
We started off talking about goal line situations. Basically, it looks like Chris Hogan has had some success at like the 5-yard line. He's caught a lot of touchdowns from in there. What about him makes him effective in that role?
Well, Chris has got good length and he catches the ball well, catches it away from his body, which a lot of passes in the red area. That's what you have to do because the coverage is tight and quarterback throws it to where the defender can't get it and the receiver has to extend and make the play. So, good hands, being able to separate, and, height definitely helps down there.
Bill, is there anything specific that you and your staff do on a longer week as opposed to maybe a Sunday to Sunday to better prepare for, coming off of Thursday all the way to a Sunday?
We try to use whatever time we have, long weeks, short weeks. We try to use the time as productively as we can. So that varies from game to game, week to week, situation to situation, year to year. But we look at the week, here's what we have to work with, how do we get the most out of it? So that's what we do every week. But that's 4 days, 8 days, 12 days, 7 days, whatever it is.
Coach, will Tom practice today, or should I ask the injury report?
Yeah, put an injury report out after practice like we always do.
Bill, with Curse, for them, he's obviously kind of a late add right before the season, but how have you noticed his mesh with the offense so far?
Yeah, good. He's been productive like everybody else has. You know, he and Curley both came in late to that position. They've both been productive. You know, he's done a good job for him. So with Curley, you know, Anderson and Curse, you know, now they get Marshall back. So those guys, you know, I mean, Stewart's done a good job for him too. You know, hasn't played as much, but he's played and been productive. So, you know, they have good depth at that position. Hanson, you know, be ready for him too. Those guys are all, you know, they all show up, make plays. Again, McCown's going to throw the ball to the guy that's open. And when those guys are open, they get it. But he throws it to everybody else, too. He throws it to the backs, the tight ends. And so he's, you know, he does a good job of using everybody. But, yeah, Curse done a good job for him.
Different offense, but same types of routes that you saw from him when he was in Seattle, or?
Yeah, it's a different offense. But, I mean, look, this guy has a lot of skill. I mean, what they need him to do, I think he can do. So, which he did that in Seattle. But, you know, he's strong. He's got good quickness. You know, he can come inside and play outside, plays outside. But he comes inside, and, like, there are empty formations, things like that. He ends up in the inside position. So, he's a pretty versatile player.
You feel Mike Gillisley has performed so far this season?
Yeah, Mike's done a good job for us. You know, he runs hard. He's gotten a lot of tough yards. He's been every week. I mean, I think he's done a good job. I mean, all of our backs, really. You know, Rex, when he's played, Dion, James, those guys have all been productive. You know, in different times and different roles, some running, some catching, some both, but, you know, they've all been productive.
I know we ask you this often, but I guess I'll ask again.
Yeah, why don't we just go ahead and just string them together?
Dion got a touchdown last week. You have guys rotating, a lot of talented guys. So how do you manage those guys week on a week to week basis? How do you manage their different roles, especially maybe with a guy like Gillisley who tends to run the ball when he's on the field?
Yeah, well, again, we try to do what's best for the team, try to put everybody in the best position so the team can be successful. So whatever that happens to be, knowing we have depth at that position, some guys are in certain groupings or in for certain plays. Kind of everybody has to know everything, so because there's going to be times when you can't always get this guy in for that play or get this guy in for that situation, but there are times when you can. So there sometimes it gets managed that way. You know, if you want to see a guy do a certain thing that he does well, and you try to put him in position to do that. But, I mean, you can't just do one or two things. I mean, anybody could figure out what that is. So, but these guys all have enough versatility to you know, run different types of runs, catch different types of passes, be in different formation alignments and so forth. So, but we try to use them the best we can.
Since Dion and Rex and both kind of carry the ball and catch out of the backfield, do you view their roles as being kind of similar in this offense?
Oh, well, again, there's an element of kind of everybody, you know, needs to know how to do everything. I mean, if you call 66 or 67 protection, I mean, you got to know how to block it. I mean, if you call a stretch run, you got to know how to run it. So there are a lot of things that are the same. Again, some guys, you know, have a certain ability that we'd, you know, want to try to take advantage of, and other guys have other abilities we take advantage of. So, I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, outside of the main highway there, there are some other offshoots that come into play. But, I mean, ultimately, I mean, you know, like six different offenses for five different offenses for five different backs in the game. I mean, that's just, I don't know how you can do that. So we have one offense and then, you know, with a few variations.
Obviously, Tom's been doing this for a long time. I just want to ask you about his toughness. You know, he'll get nicked up here and there, but, you know, he's out there almost every Sunday throughout his time with you. Just how impressed have you been with the level of toughness he's displayed?
Yeah, Tom's was physically and mentally tough as any player I've coached. No doubt about that. Okay.
One quick, yeah.